I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. As some of you, or maybe most of you, or maybe all of you, aware that the Islamic Center of Colombia is planning for an educational day tomorrow. Now, this is something that we need to discuss it here. It's something related to us as Muslims. When the mosque or the Islamic Center try to have educational banquet and something for you to know what is going in your own mosque or in the local Muslim community. This is not a project that we try to get rich out of it, or that we give salary to the imam or to spend some money on food. This has been extended for one thing which most of the Muslims in Colombia have neglected, dealing with the Bantu family. Those people, we did not say they migrated, but those people, they've been taken with no choice out of their country, but in the camps, and after this they became refugees, and after this they brought here to this country. Those people when they came to Colombia, and I know it's not the first time we're talking about it, now became obligation on us as Muslims. Doesn't matter if you live in northeast or you live in southeast, you are going to such a mosque or no mosque. It's still obligation on us that we look after them. And with no, not open any secret today, you know that the sponsor of those people from Christians, they have tried their best to adopt them and to take them to the churches. The mosque tried to have educational program for them, because this is the way our children will lose their Islam soon or later. We have tried to protect them from this missionary's work. And for your understanding, they come and visit our mosque, and even they try to give dawah on our own property. They will come here to try to take some of you. And they do it openly. And because they feel this is a free country, you can talk, you can invite. What was the obligation of the people of Medina, the Ansar, when the Muhajirin went there? They did not everybody go to his house, close his door, and say, this is not my business. This is your problem, people, you left to Mecca. This is not our problem. But they understood, as Muslims, as believers, how to share. What is the proper attitude for those guests? Not only guests, they are immigrants. We get refugees, people in our midst. And the seriousness when you take the little baby plant and you put it in the middle of the storm and the wind and know anything to rectify it or to try to straight it. When you take a child and expose him to the church and to the Christmas party, and at the same time he's taking him to Walmart and shopping and getting him a gift. What are you expecting from this child? They're going to sing the Christmas songs, and soon or later they're going to be talking about Jesus, Son of God. We, in our limited of funds and limited of our resources, we have tried to help these children. We have approximately at least 70 to 80 children, school ages. And some of these children, they are in public school and they are about to to have the patience to deal with them. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless us with some brothers and sisters that are like this. Madness of these children as they try to work with them every Saturday and every Sunday. We have a school upstairs. A full-time school for those who don't have the means to pay high tuition. Only $400 or $300 or whatever dollar, because not each one of us is professional, we know this, especially among the Afro-American community. So we segregate the Muslims by tuition, but we did not say this for the black and this for the white, or this for the Indo-Pakistani and this for the Arab, this is the Afro-American. But our attitude is say and make a segregation. With this challenge, we open the school upstairs with at least 50 to 65 children, and we have only one paying tuition. And we survive in Alhamdulillah. We try to help the Muslims. So you have to understand what is going on in this community. So when we make a banquet tomorrow and fundraising program, you don't have to bring your money and give it to us, but at least it is an obligation in you that you share with us, that you try to know what is going on, what we're doing, and they try to see example of what we're trying to do. You have to understand that the Afro-American community and the Muslim community of Colombia, you are not doing them a favor or giving them a charity. They are your brothers and sisters in Islam, and you are responsible about them. Because all of us, as the Prophet ﷺ said, like one body, when one member suffers, the whole body suffers. You could not have an institution with high cost, and after this became Islamic school, and after this, those who did not have it, they could not enter. So this is not for the Muslim community, this is for part of the community, and this segregates the community. But we want somebody, regardless if it's us or others, that they open something for the Muslims regardless, color, status, money-wise, whatever. Where you found this? Here in Masjid al-Muslimin, alhamdulillah. You have the weekend Islamic school, which also exists for those children that go to the public school. And we have approximately about 80 children attend the school. With the whole students that frequent this mosque is about 150 students. How are we taking care of them? This is not my responsibility. This is not his responsibility. This is our responsibility. And you have to understand when we do a function like this, this could not be done by one man or 10 brothers. They need brothers, they need sisters, they need professionals, they need everybody to roll in the sleeve and try to help somehow. The project itself, or the fundraising balance, the cost by itself, about $5,000. From renting a hall and getting a busy speaker and preparing dinner and all the things. So it is a part of your obligation as a Muslim that you show up. Not only when a political call is there, everybody is running. You're never going to restart the Muslim Ummah by being involved in political environment or political system. It's not going to change. Because the change will build the future. A block by a block and a brick by a brick. This is the way the Prophet ﷺ did it. The Prophet ﷺ didn't go and took the al-Fatiha and the snatches from Quraysh. He was persecuted, the Sahaba had to migrate. But while all these things was happening, the Prophet ﷺ was raising a community, a block by a block, a block by a block, a brick by a brick. One person by that, one person at the time teaches them, disciplines them, and now this is the people became foundation for the Muslim Ummah in Medina. It didn't happen by going taking over, changing a president and putting a new president. It's not going to happen. You have to understand how to build the Muslim community. And you have to be part of building the Muslim community. So we have the weekend Islamic school. and we have the Ventures projects, and we have the full-time school, and we want the community to be aware about what we're doing. It's so amazing if you have so-and-so that is your culture or your color or speak your language, will mess up the community, will go and buy $50 ticket for dinner, and after this they check for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. But when somebody coming to talk about something that is needed for the Muslim mass of Colombia, that you found some people, everybody has something to do. Unless those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put kindness in their hearts. We are not asking your donation. We are asking your participation. That you be part of what is going. Because this is the mosque that has been built, inshallah, on taqwa. And this is the first mosque been established in Columbia, South Carolina, according to the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can tell me in 1980 who is teaching Islam or what institution will teach Sunnah in Columbia, South Carolina. Alhamdulillah, some brothers and sisters exist here and there, but with no any institution exist. This is your mosque, and this is your community, and this is the place that tried to work something for the Muslim Ummah of Colombia, not for the Arab, not for the Indo-Pakistani, not for the Afro-American, not for any, but for everybody that's Muslim, is to share, to receive, and to give. Now, how did it become obligation to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By the talking of the time, indeed every man in a state of loss, save those who believe and do righteous deeds, and they encourage one another toward truth and righteousness, and they have patience. The Islamic work, brothers and sisters, need patience. Otherwise, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what was of the sabr? When you want to build a school, when you want to have a community, when you want to have a fundraising program, whatever that you want to do for Sabilillah, when you're giving dawah, it needs sabr. And you will see disturbance, and you will see annoyment, and you will see everything, but you have to have sabr. And you have to try it again and again and again. Brothers, we asking you for your own good first, before the good of anybody. If you don't be a hassle, if you don't want to be a loser, if you don't want to be a loser, your success requires four requirements. Iman, amal salih, atawasib al-haq, atawasib al-sabr. This is four elements every Muslim has to struggle to try to achieve it. Good deed, iman, faith, and after this, righteous deed. Not Iman, no implementation, no practice for that Iman. If you have Iman, you see the fruit of the Iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Salihat is for yourself and for the others. It's for yourself and for the others. And we know how a prostitute woman been forgiven by Allah because she gave a dog a sip of water. A dog. Can you imagine if you're giving idar for a Muslim? Can you imagine if you're giving education to a Muslim? Can you imagine if you're giving a meal to a Muslim? A prostitute woman been forgiven because he gave a drink of water to a dog. We are not trying to work with dogs, we're working with the children. We're working with the future of the Ummah. And we're working for those people who became refugees in this state and city that we live in. Don't think the Imam can do it by himself, or the Shura by himself. We pay monthly a $1,000 for transportation, only to bring them from their houses and take them back. We have additional costs every day to take care of this. You don't want to pay, it's no problem. But you need at least to be aware what is happening in this place. Coming in Jum'ah and leaving, you're never going to know what is going on here. So I'm asking you kindly that you show up tomorrow to be in our presentation, and you can see this humble effort. At least you can give your dua, inshallah. We ask you, brothers, kindly and sisters, if you did not purchase the ticket, please purchase the ticket today. If you don't have the money to purchase the ticket, please come and be our guest. We ask you to come, your presence, you will show something for the children, that somebody cares, that somebody here to hear what you want to say in their behalf. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm asking you today, inshallah, as a Muslim brother, not as imam, not anything, as a Muslim brother, I'm appealing to you to come, see your children, see your sons, see your daughters, see your Muslim brothers, the young one, tomorrow, inshallah, and inshallah, you can give us your advice and your recommendation for what can improve their condition. This ijab could not be done by one person or only 10 people. And those who can help physically, please let us know today so we can distribute some of this work for you, inshallah. May Allah reward you, and may Allah bless your time and your family. And may Allah never put you in difficulty like this hardship that these people had went through. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he decreed to heaven that we go through difficulty, that Allah will make some Muslims stand to take care of us. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, we were supposed to have Sheikh Mufid today from Dallas, Texas to give the khutbah, and with a delay in his flight, he's already in the airport about 20 minutes ago. But قدر الله ما شاء فعل. Everything moves by plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may attend something and Allah planned for something else to take place. It was not even my intention to be standing here before you today, and I was happy that you may get in a break today and you hear somebody else. But inshallah, since we miss this opportunity today, I would like to invite you that you try to be here for Salat al-Maghrib. We will ask him to make up for the khutbah, inshallah. The brother traveled all the way from Dallas. He's our guest speaker. He's going to be talking tomorrow, but it's going to be something like 15-20 minutes. We would like to benefit from his presence. So we're asking you, after you finish your work and you go home, you take your shower, enjoy your nice meal, that you try to come back to the mosque so we can, inshallah, hear something. Maybe it will benefit us. You never know, it can be one word which will change your heart, or it can soften your heart. So please, kindly, I'm asking you today, purchase a ticket for the dinner tomorrow. I'm asking you kindly, if you can help physically, let us know, and we'll try to, inshallah, put you in a spot to help for tomorrow. We're asking you, you have intention to show up tomorrow and support the program at least by your presence. I'm asking you today, inshallah, that you be here for Salat al-Maghrib, and let's try to hear something from our guest speaker. And we asking you that you be, inshallah, from those people who tawasaw bilhaq. Invite others. Invite others. You will get the reward of the door. You will get the reward, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man jahada ghaziyan faqad ghaza. Who prepare a fighter in the cause of Allah, he will have the reward as if he himself went to the battlefield. So when you equip somebody with the information or the means or whatever, you invite him or you teach him, you will get your reward and equal reward for what he's receiving. So this opportunity that you bring somebody for tonight class or for tomorrow, then inshallah, and the information and the direction is by the charity box. Please make sure that you take it and be aware where is it from now, so you do not waste most of your time looking for the place. It's not too far from 5 points, so So please take the direction today so you know where it's supposed to be tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue blessing you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our deed sincerely for His pleasure. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sincerity that we do whatever we do and whatever we say is that for His pleasure. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. And please kindly, we have 4 bottles need adoption. Many bottles been empty already.